Ready?
News Talk ZB.
Good evening. Now, 5:07. Police have been forced to issue an apology tonight after an appalling tweet was sent from its official social media account joking about breaking the news to someone's of someone's death to family members. The tweet was headed with the words, "When we have to tell someone their family member has died in a crash," accompanied by a photo of comedian Steve Carroll smiling with the caption, "This is the worst." It's now been taken down. Karen Jones is the Police Deputy Chief Executive of Public Affairs, and good evening and thank you for coming on the program.
Good evening.
How come this was tweeted in the first place?
It was a complete error of judgment. One of our staff members was always looking for innovative ways to connect with young people and chose the wrong image and the wrong tone, and it was realised within 2 minutes. So all we can do is apologise. We got this one completely wrong, and do you know what? We are absolutely gutted.
It was an error of judgment. Who was it? Was it a police officer? Who does your social media account?
It was a member of our public affairs team, but there's lots of members of our staff who do social media, so it's a shared responsibility. You know, we enable our staff to be able to tweet on a range of issues because we need that in crisis situations. So we set the tone and the policy. And unfortunately, one of our hardworking team just made completely the wrong pick for imagery. It was insensitive. It was wrong. And all we can do is apologise.
Have you talked to the staff member concerned? Obviously, you have. Why they had this such appalling lack of judgment?
You know, like anything, they were trying to do a right thing and connect in a different way, and they quickly realised, you know, within 2 minutes that they had completely misjudged the tone, the imagery, and it was taken down very quickly. But, you know, as we know with social media, the damage was done, so we quickly issued an apology tweet, and, you know, all we can do is say we got it wrong, we will learn from this, and, you know, we want to apologise to all victims of road safety, because that's what we were trying to do. We were trying to raise attention for the, you know, horrific road toll that we have due to crashes and injuries.
Right. And I understand that, but I mean, you'd have to be seriously deluded to send out something like that. I mean, an error of judgment, it's a disgrace. It's appalling.
All I can say is we absolutely agree that we got this wrong. The imagery was insensitive, and it was deleted as soon as that was brought to our attention.
And what reaction?
They realised themselves within 2 minutes they had got this completely wrong, and they are gutted, as we are gutted. You know, we pride ourselves on, you know, good communications with the public and putting victims at the heart of what we do, and, you know, we got this one wrong.
So it's a mistake, or what? Is that person still employed? What's the deal there?
Absolutely, they're still employed. You know, unfortunately, people do make mistakes. We are human, and the best thing we can do as humans is learn from this. Certainly, this person will be a much better moderator of social media in the future because they've had this massive, you know, opportunity where they saw the reaction when they got something so badly wrong.
And the response from the public to this, what was the response like?
So we've had a number of replies acknowledging that we, you know, as in social media, that we followed the right process. We fessed up that we got this absolutely wrong. We did an absolute heartfelt apology and have said that we will absolutely learn from this in the future. And that's, you know, as much as we can promise the public is that, you know, we as I said, we absolutely want to do our best by victims, and this was not the right thing to do for that.
Thank you for coming on the program. That is Karen Jones, Deputy Chief Executive Public Affairs at the Police. Larry Williams Drive. Now, all of this tweet.